Welcome to the Expert Speak Podcast with Michael DeLon. Each episode features a leading expert who shares helpful insights, practical tips, and memorable stories that will inspire you, educate you, and help you enjoy more success, freedom, and purpose in your life. For the next few minutes, enjoy listening to Expert Speak with Michael DeLon.
And welcome to another episode of Experts Speak. I'm Michael DeLon. Today, I am talking with Shauna, the tax goddess. Now, Shauna, I love that. Thanks for being with me for a few minutes.
Thanks for having me. I love talking taxes and tax strategy, most importantly. So thank you so much for having me on today.
Well, you are welcome. This is going to be, as you can tell already, a phenomenal conversation because Shauna's got as much energy as I do and as much passion for what she does in helping business owners save money in taxes by really building strategy around taxes and bookkeeping and all that stuff that we entrepreneurs, we just love. So we need tax goddesses in our lives. So Shauna, as we get ready to dive into this, tell me, how in the world did you get to doing what you do today?
A great question. It's kind of a little bit of a long story, so I'll try and make a long story short.
All right.
I actually started off in astrophysics, of all things. So definitely a numbers brain, right? There's definitely a numbers brain in there. But very long story short, I was a youngin, still in college, and my mom got a letter from the IRS. And she is normally a very stoic woman. And we were sitting at the breakfast table, and she threw herself back in her chair, threw the notice down, and this is ridiculous. I'm a small business owner. They can't be asking me for more money. I've done everything. I have lawyers and CPAs and all this stuff, and they're not helping me lower my tax, right? This is the problem. Yeah. And my mother is my goddess of all things. And so when I saw that, it kind of changed my mind. My family were German, so 800 years back have been small business owners. And so the very long story short is I started taking some tax classes, accounting, finance, ended up switching from astrophysics to accounting, finance, went to master's, CPA, master's in tax, all taxation focused. And at this point now, our average tax rate for our clients is 6.92%. So definitely getting that tax bill down. It's good stuff.
Wow. So your average client only pays 6.92% in taxes.
Yes, sir.
Did you hear that, audience? You need to reach out to Shauna, the tax goddess, even now before we talk. The answer is yes. Wow. Now, that doesn't happen by accident.
No, sir.
So
lots of planning.
Talk a little bit about the planning, the strategy. How important is it? I don't want you to get into the details of it.
Sure.
I want to talk about the big picture. How do you work with business owners? And what is tax strategy and tax planning? I mean, unpack, what is that?
Yeah, no, I love it. And, honestly, I use my credentials as the easiest way to explain this. Okay. So as you can tell, I'm a CPA. Love being a CPA, but most CPAs, according to Google, there are 660,000 CPAs in the US.
Okay.
They do all sorts of things. They could be controllers or CFOs or auditors or tax people, right? They can do all sorts of things. So just because you have a CPA does not mean that they are specifically doing strategy on your account. Most of them take the numbers you give them from the bookkeeper or whoever, get them on the tax return, make sure you're not going to get audited, right? We don't want to get thrown in jail, right? And they prepare the tax return. Okay. As you start going up in credentials, okay, so there are 60,000. MTax stands for Masters in Taxation.
Okay.
So if you find an MTax, those people specialize in taxation, only taxation. That's what they do. So now you start getting into more of the strategy. So entity strategies, partnerships, C-Corps, all the different things that you can do. When you go to CTC, that is Certified Tax Coach, there's only 607 of us in the entire country.
Okay.
We specialize on, I would call them global tax strategies. So now we start looking at offshore banking. Are you going to Ireland? Are you doing Dubai? Are we using small business stuff here in the States, like code section 1202 for small business stock? They're more global type, bigger issues. And when you get to CTS, there's only 15 of us certified tax strategists. So we get this ranking, the CTS ranking, based on how much money we save for our clients. So at this point, Tax Goddess, we're a little over $897 million And it is completely a combination for us. We look at about 400 plus federal strategies and thousands of state, local, global, all the other tax strategies that would impact a US citizen. So very, very specialized. And really, honestly, you know, Michael, you had kind of mentioned it earlier before we even got on today. Tax strategy is all about doing strategies before December 31st. Because anything you didn't do before December 31st applies to next year, not this year. So,
yeah. Absolutely. Okay, I got to unpack a number that you just said there. Okay, and I love how you went from 600,000 to 60,000 to 607 to 50.
Yes.
But you've saved the tax god as your company.
Yes.
If I got the number right, nearly $800 million for your clients.
$897 million. Yes, sir. We're headed on our way to $1 billion this year. So.
I don't have words for that. Heading towards $1 billion saved. Pretty soon she's going to save business owners more than the national debt. That's going to be great. Okay. Well, maybe not.
Next year. That's next year, Michael. I love it. Yes. Well, that is the goal. You know, it does come into, I've got a very strong passion. Again, family history, 800 years, small business. I thoroughly believe that if the small business owners have the cash in their pockets, they're the ones that are making jobs, growing the economy, keeping us strong, right? I'm a big fan of you keep your money in your pocket, not handing it over to the government. So,
amen. Great, chick girl. okay, so tax strategy incomes, you had a lot of things right there, business entity, right? So I started as an LLC and then I had one of my CPAs say, hey, have you ever thought about becoming a sub S? I'm like, well, no, why? That was a tax strategy for us,
yes,
right? There are lots of other things that many entrepreneurs, business owners who are either solopreneurs or small business, they're running with maybe 10, 15, 20 employees.
Right.
Okay?
Yep.
How do you work with them? What are some things that they're probably not even thinking of that their typical CPA, which is a great person.
And we need that person.
We do need that person.
Absolutely.
But they're not doing the strategies that you talk about. How do you start working with somebody? What are some of the things that the light bulbs that you need to put out here to get a business owner to go, well, I've never heard that.
Yes, absolutely. Well, there are two main areas that we focus on. Okay.
Okay.
The first one is a question. And the next one is the big picture. Okay.
Okay.
So the question, what is your aggression scale? Now, this is a term that we have coined. Okay. 0 to 10. 0 meaning the IRS never calls you never, ever, except for a random audit, because that can happen. 10 meaning we're all going to jail.
Okay.
Okay. You as a business owner need to know where you want to sit on that scale.
Okay.
So for example, if a 10 is going to jail, 9 is doing Al Capone type stuff, right? We're doing stuff we're not supposed to and hoping we're not getting caught. Okay. An 8 is you might get a telephone call from the IRS, but everything is legal. Everything is above board. You have all the backup, all the everything, calculations, documents, everything. Okay. And then you start going down the aggression scale from there, right? So a 7 would be, I'd really like not an audit, but I'm pushing the envelope, this kind of thing. So one of the things that we realize that most business owners are missing, no one's ever asked them that question.
Yeah.
And if you, most entrepreneurs, most of them are somewhere between a 6 and an 8, right? Otherwise they wouldn't be entrepreneurs. They're by nature a little more risky, right? They want to do everything they can, keep that money in their pocket. So if you, let's say you're a 7, but you've never asked this question to your CPA and your CPA is a 2, they're not even bringing you strategies. They're filtering stuff before you even see it. So there's no way that your tax return is reflective of the aggression level and the types of strategies that you want to take.
Yeah.
So that question is the most important first thing. You have to know where you and your team are on that scale.
Right.
Okay. Once we know where you are on that scale, so I'll stick, we're on a 7, we'll stick with a 7, okay? Once we know that you're a 7, the next question is, well, who are you? Okay, now, of course, I know you're Michael DeLon, fine,
right.
Okay, but are you married? Do you have kids? Are you more focused on retirement? Are you more focused on paying for kids' college? Do you want to buy rental properties? Do you want to move overseas? Do you want to do charity? Do you want to tithe 10%? You know, all of these factors of who you and your family are, including your business, as personality and dreams and hopes and goals, those things will impact which strategies we put into play for you and your family.
Mm-hmm.
Because, for example, if you tithe, but maybe I don't, those two strategies are immediately different from each other.
Right.
So the combination of the aggression scale and knowing who you are and what you really want, not what society, I always have to preface this, not what society says you should do, okay? But what you, the little five-year-old that lives in your heart, what you really want. Go ahead.
Oh, that's so good. No, a couple things. So number one, the aggression scale, I love that. I thought you were like, how angry am I? And it's like, no.
I hope not. I suppose about taxes, people would be angry, but no, let's not do that.
Well, your mom was. I work with a lot of financial advisors who help people plan for retirement, and they have a similar scale of how much risk can you take. Very similar in nature, right?
Yeah.
And so I love that aggression scale to know, okay, let's say I'm a seven. This is great.
Yeah.
Now that opens up Pandora's box for Shauna to go, okay, here are all of the different strategies she has in her toolbox.
Yep.
Now she's not going to start throwing tools at you until she asks number two, who are you? Yep. And that leads me. Okay. So our culture has said for years ago, you need to earn lots of money and build up your portfolio and have multiple houses and do all this stuff. And when you die, make sure you have a good estate plan. So then you can give all your money away. And I'm just backwards, Shauna. I think that's stupid. I'm trying to earn tens of millions of dollars and die broke because I'm going to give it all away while I'm alive.
And there we go.
And that's a tax strategy.
Absolutely.
But that's totally different than most people. And so that's why you'd have to ask that second question, right?
100%. Because if you want to die broke, right, which we get every once in a while from clients, right? If you want to die broke, we need to be talking about CRATs, CLATs, private foundations. We need to be talking about setting up a 501c3. We need to be talking about where do you want your money to go, local or foreign, right? Helping third world countries. Like all of these pieces will make a major difference in which strategies we look at for you specifically.
Exactly. Yeah. So a lot of what you're talking about, it sounds real high level, which but do average business owners work with you? Do you work with average business owners? I mean, talk a little bit about that because I don't want to disqualify people.
Oh, you're a sweetheart. Absolutely. And really the big picture is just for us to understand again, who you are and what you want. Okay. So really you need to start looking at having a tax strategist as one of the people on your team, right? So you've got the bookkeeper, you've got the CPA, you mentioned the financial advisor, right? The tax strategist is like the fourth leg on the stool, right? So if you're missing a leg, your stool kind of falls over, right? You're not doing so well. So when you start working with a tax strategist, generally you're paying at least $50,000 a year in taxes. Okay. Now this tends to confuse people because they're like, well, I got a refund last year. It's not about how much you paid or how much you got a refund. It's how much your tax liability was. Okay. So you're kind of looking a little bit up on page two of your 1040 there to what was the actual tax liability, because especially for small business owners, often they have self-employment taxes. Of course, they have the income taxes. If they're doing well enough, they might have AMT taxes, right? There's all these kinds of taxes that are added in. So the first step, when you start really looking at a tax strategist as kind of that layer above your CPA to help on the team, is at least $50,000 in taxes. Mm-hmm. Now, for most people, $50,000 in taxes, you're taking home maybe $150,000 a year. So it's not completely, you know, this isn't the ultra high net worth billionaires buying a yacht. I mean, we help those people too.
That's right.
Right. So let's talk about some of the strategies that a brand new baby business owner, you're taking home $150,000 a year. You're just starting to make it, right? You're super excited, but you want to keep that cash because if $150,000 and you're paying $50,000, that's 30% of your money just went out the door, right? So how do we keep it? So some of the, what we call low hanging fruit would be things like paying your kids, right? So if you have kids over the age of seven, absolutely. If you have dogs that are at their shoulder taller than the height of your knee, you can write the dogs off. Okay. One of my favorites is the master's exemption / Augusta rule. Okay. It's gotten a lot of press recently because it's a great little loophole. Basically, if you own your home with a mortgage is okay, you are allowed to have your business pay rent to you personally, and you don't pay any tax on the income you've received as rent. Pretty awesome. What else? We get into, depending on what your focus is. So for example, you mentioned charity and donating and giving it all away. out of all of the charitable strategies, a donor advised fund, a DAF, is one of the easiest to set up, lowest costs, and gets you some of the best tax deductions. So that's a great thing. I could go on and on.
So now we can stop there because these are the tools that she has available in her toolbox, right? Right. So this year I've hired my 14-year-old daughter and my 12-year-old daughter. Perfect. And we're trying to find more and more things. Did you know that they can be models in my princess letter?
Yes. Which is perfect. Because the maximum you can pay them is $19,850 this year. So get them modeled up. Absolutely.
That's right. And models are expensive.
Yes, they are.
But they can also stamp and print and mail my thank yous. They can clean my off. They can do all this stuff that somebody's got to do it. Why don't I just put money in the house, help that pay for their college or whatever. It keeps the money in the family. And I think that's one of the things that I've learned in the last few years is I need to keep the money in the family as much as I can.
Absolutely.
And we're a family business. And so my wife's my bookkeeper. My daughters work for me. My son's my CEO. Oh, my other son and his wife do other things. And I'm like, I'm looking for things my grandkids can do.
Perfect. As soon as they turn 7, either that or they can be models younger than 7, but the court case, they have to be 5 times very cute. And I'll very, 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 very literally written into the court case, 5 times very cute. So be careful paying kids younger than 7, but otherwise, absolutely.
That's awesome. So here's a thing that I get excited talking to people like you because it's like, oh my goodness. And then I go, oh my goodness. I mean, just the wave of how in the world am I ever going to do any of this? Because there's so much. What would I do? How do you help business owners get just to take that next step? Because it's so much.
Absolutely. So the way that we do it, and every strategist is going to have their own system of organization, right? Honestly, we use a spreadsheet, which I know doesn't sound sexy, right? But it is when you start seeing those dollars, you know, sticking in your bank account, right? So we will organize every single strategy, and next to each strategy, we'll tell you, okay, if you do this strategy, you will save $10,000, $5,000, $50,000, $100,000, whatever that number is. And we will sort the spreadsheet by the biggest dollar amount first. Okay. So instead of handing somebody a spreadsheet with 50 things on it, right? We'll give you the spreadsheet, but we're going to train you, sort it by highest dollar amount first, do this one, get it done, then go to the next one. Yeah. So with some clients, you know, on average, we'll give clients somewhere between 25 and 40 strategies for an actual tax plan when we're done writing a tax plan. So one a week, one every other week, something like that. So generally within a year, you can get every single tax strategy implemented. So.
Okay. And wow. Do the CPAs, like, do they like you on the team or do they think you're encroaching on them? I mean, so how does that work? Since you're a CPA.
Yep. Depends on the CPA. So I'll tell you right now. So here's what we tell people, right? Because we get telephone calls all the time. Listen, I've been with my CPA for 20 years. I love my CPA. I've never been audited. I've never had a problem. This has never been an issue. But, and it's always followed by a but, because if you were totally happy, you wouldn't be calling somebody else, right? Okay. But I'm not getting any strategy. So the way that we work is we will absolutely work with your CPA, your financial advisor, your bookkeeper, your banker, like whoever, okay? But it's going to be up to that CPA as to whether or not they will sign off on the strategy. So remember, if you're a level 7 and your CPA is a level 2, well, I'm a level 8, okay? By training and by nature, I'm a level 8, okay? I'm not going to jail. Red and orange don't look good together. No.
That's right.
Right. But so, you know, if you and I create a strategy and you've told me level 7, so I will come down, right? We'll stop at a level 7, okay? So if you and I write a plan at a level 7 and you start implementing it, you take it to your CPA and your CPA says, absolutely not, I'm not doing that. You might have to find a new CPA, okay?
Yeah.
But I will tell you, any smart CPA is going to say, wait, I get free education that you paid for. Give me the document. Let me read. Okay. Absolutely. Because exactly the facts. I mean, yes, I'm a strategist, right? But I'm a CPA first. You'll notice in the lineup, CPA comes first, right? Which means that all strategies are legal. They're all above board, right? I'm not losing my CPA license to try and help you save an extra $10. Like, it's not happening, right? So that is one of the things that other CPAs particularly enjoy about working with me, the tax goddess, is I'm not just a strategist. I am also a CPA, which means that any smart CPA is going to say, well, if she's a CPA and I'm a CPA, I can learn, right? I'm open. Tell me, right? Now, they may still be a little, I don't know, I've never done this before. You know, I'm a little nervous about this. In which case, right, part of our program, you're allowed to talk to us as many times as you want to. We can have a meeting with your CPA and a meeting with the financial advisor and another meeting with the CPA, like whatever it takes, right? Because we're coming in as the consultant, your CPA is filing the tax returns. That's great. If they do this, right, crossing the arms, squinting, okay, find a new CPA. And if that's us, great. If that's somebody else, great. Our job is tax strategy. So
that summarized it so well. I love that because it's, as business owners, we are very myopic, as you know.
Yeah. That's what makes you good at it because you're focused on one thing. I mean, yeah.
And we need to do that to a certain level. And then I challenge my audience all the time is, as the entrepreneur, we need to pull ourselves up and out of our business, build systems, people, teams to run the business so that we can think like a CEO who has strategists come to the table, whether it's an attorney, a tax strategist,
whoever.
All of that, because it's part of the vision, the larger vision of how do I keep more of my money?
Yep. Yep.
Not making a tax-free loan to the government for a year and then waiting for it to come back, maybe.
Yes.
Never understood that. That's crazy. So you work with business owners all over the nation?
All over the nation. We work with anyone that is a U.S. citizen. So we'll work with people that are living in foreign countries that pay U.S. taxes. It's, we focus specifically on the U.S. tax code. So.
Okay. No, that's good because there are, I'm hearing more and more rumblings of business owners buying houses in like
Costa Rica, Belize, those Paraguay, places. You name it. Yeah.
Yeah. And there are rules and regulations around all of that, but that's can also be a tax strategy, I'm sure.
Oh, yes.
And I'm not a CPA. So.
Well, I was going to say, if you're married and you want, what is it, almost $300,000 completely tax-free, move out of the country.
Well, there you go. All right. I'm putting my house up for sale. No, I'm just kidding.
The Italian Amalfi Coast, you know, whatever. Sounds good.
Yeah. I mean, I've always thought Aruba sounded really good. I don't know where it is, but it sounds good. All right. What else besides telling people to just to pick up the silly phone or reach out to your website in order to pay, well, you know, be part of the group who can pay 6.92% in your taxes. That's awesome. But really, and you said something that I think probably went over a lot of people's heads because it kind of did mine, honestly, is when you said the tax liability of at least $50,000 a year, and it's on page 2 of Tim, and I'm like, I don't even look at
too much tax code.
Yeah. My wife and CPA send me the documents and I sign them. It's like, I just, y'all take care of that stuff. Maybe that's bad. I don't know, but I trust my wife.
Okay. Your wife, yes, and other people too. But guys, you know, the one thing I absolutely have to say is there comes a point where I'm not even sure how to say it, but you just know that there's got to be a better way. There has to be, right? Because when you start looking at it, and depending on how you run your books and everything else, right? We tend to suggest clients use profit first, which means you put your profit first and then is a tax account, anything else. Well, if you're putting aside 30 or 40% in your tax account, and that account goes to zero, that's a lot of money, right? Well, so let's figure out how to fix that.
And that's so good. So good. I'm glad you said that. We're big profit first people. Net profit's the thing. Business owners all the time tout gross revenue. Look at my seven-figure
business. Nothing.
And it means nothing.
Yeah.
When you save a dollar in taxes, doesn't that like drop to the bottom line?
Yes. That's your money. You can pay it to the government or you can pay it to you. Either way.
Right?
Yeah.
And Shauna, the tax goddess, and her company have saved business owners nearly $1 billion. Saved. Okay. That means you got more money in your pocket to do whatever you want to do with. You want to go buy a new car, a new house. You want to invest back in your business. You want to do more marketing. Business growth is one thing.
Yep.
Profit growth is another.
Yep.
And Shauna can help you understand at the same revenue that you're at last year, if you had the exact same revenue, you can have higher net profit. You can make more money when you have a good tax strategy.
Yep.
And all right, let me ask you that. If you had all these 18 strategies, right? You use, yeah. Or 12, let's say you 12. Is that it? I mean, I'm done? Or is it, are there more? I mean, is this something that you work with people ongoingly, or is it a kind of a one and done? How does work? That's very
nice. Absolutely. And great question. Everybody always asks this. There's very clearly in my world, two different kinds of people. So there's one kind of person that has had the same business for 20 years. They're mm-hmm. going to have the same business for 20 years. It's making about the same money. It's very stable. They're very happy. It's just there, right? And they've been doing the same thing. And then you get the other side, which is this year I opened a business and then I sold it. And then I bought 5 rentals and then I sold it. And then I moved to Belize and I bought 6 rentals and I sold it. All right. Consistently changing, right? Whatever it is that's happening. So in either case, right, these are why we ask you so many questions in advance. Okay. Because if you've got a stable business, the 20 strategies I give you this year might be the same 20 strategies you use next year, right? It's the same thing. We're doing the same thing, right? Maybe add this one or the law change, take away that one or like whatever, right? But they're pretty rare on the changes. When you get to somebody that is consistently changing their business every 3, 4, or 5 years, 2 years, they're flipping in and out, whatever, you start looking at the bigger picture, right? So again, what is the ending goal? I want to die broke and give a bunch to charity. Okay, the type of strategy we put in can be used in real estate. It can be used in an operating business. It can be used in Belize. It doesn't matter what you're doing to make the money. So some of the strategies are how you make the money specific, and some of the strategies are big broad picture that can be used as long as you're making money, we can use this strategy. So
okay, fascinating. So it comes down to those two things. The question, what's your aggression rate?
Yeah.
And who are you? And
absolutely.
those two are going to help Shauna and her team start unpacking the toolbox to go, here are the strategies you can use to reduce your tax liability,
yep,
and put more money in your pocket legally, which is great, and not go to jail.
Yes, we don't like going to jail. That's not tending to be a good option.
That is a bad thing most of the time. So, okay, Shauna, we could talk for a long time, I'm sure, because this is really intriguing and you're like a super expert. Where do people, what's their next step? Is it a phone call? Is it reach out to you online at your website? How does somebody take that next step to go, okay, there's got to be more. You are scratching an itch here. What do I do?
I love scratching an itch. It's my favorite thing. Yes. So the easiest way is taxgoddess.com. You'll set up a call with one of my teammates, right? They'll gather the basics, right? Aggression, tax returns, know who you are, these kinds of things. Then you go into what we call technical analysis. So we'll come back to you, we'll look at your tax returns and say, okay, great. You've missed opportunities in the 2022 year or whatever year we're looking at. You've missed opportunities of 50,000, 100,000, 80,000. The biggest one I've ever seen was 112.4 million missed opportunities. Right. Some big numbers, big clients, right? But some big numbers. And so we look at that, we look at the opportunities and we look at the cost, right? Because I'd love to say tax strategy is free, but unfortunately, you know, it is what it is, right? So we look at the cost, we look at the savings. Our minimum guarantee is 3x ROI. So whatever you pay us, if you do what we tell you to do, you'll save at least 3x whatever you've paid us. So it's basically a win-win for everybody except the IRS. So
I love that. That's a great line. Okay. So taxgoddess.com.
Yes, sir.
Is where they should go. I'm gonna capture that. I'm gonna put that in the show notes so that if people are out walking the dog, exercising, whatever, they can come back and find that and get to you. Because I talk a lot on this show. I bring a lot of people on about marketing and business growth and everything. This is business growth put on its head because it's after you've made the money, what are you going to do?
Keep it.
Yeah. Keep more money in your pocket. Yes. And the tax goddess can help you do that. So Shauna, thank you. This has been vibrant. It's been fun. It's been super insightful to know that you're the strategist who comes to the table. I don't have to fire my CPA because I really like him. And you can be part of the team that helps me long-term to really understand strategy and to operate my little business like a big business.
Yep.
And keep more money in my pocket so I can do what I really want to do. That's awesome. Yep.
Love it.
Shauna, the tax goddess, thank you. Taxgoddess.com. I appreciate you being here. This has been super, super fun, Shauna.
Aw, thank you so much for having me. If I get to spread the tax love, I'm all in. So
that's awesome. All right. Go have a great day, girl.
Thanks, you too.
Thanks for listening to Expert Speak with Michael DeLon. If what you've heard today was helpful to you, reach out to our expert guest and see how they can serve you to bring you more success, freedom, and purpose in your life.